This is the Daily Treasure podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. I'm Sharon Betters, and I'm so glad that you have joined us on our pilgrimage fueled by hope. Today's devotional is called Dependence That Feeds Me, and today's treasure is from John 4, verse 34. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." Jesus models for us how to depend on God the way a child depends on her father. We see him rising early to pray before choosing his disciples. After a full day of pouring out in ministry, he slips off by himself to a desolate place and prays all night, energized by time with his father to lead his disciples to a new place of ministry. Jesus refuses to speak any words that his father has not told him to speak. He repeatedly reminds listeners of his mission statement. He does the will of his Father. Jesus, equal to God, submits to his Father, even when his Father's instructions may seem outrageous, like the choice of Judas as a disciple, or leaving a successful ministry where people are clamoring for his attention. Everyday life gives us opportunities to use those spiritual muscles of dependence, so that when life crashes down, our default mode is to run to him and cry out, "I don't know what to do, so my eyes are fixed on you." The words of Jesus flow out of his mouth because his father told him to say them. Jesus, equal to God, refused to speak unless God the Father directed his words. Right after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, days before the crucifixion that Jesus knew was coming, he reminds listeners that he did not come to earth to do his will, but his Father's. Jesus defers all power to his Father, who sent him and who tells him what to say and what to speak. Jesus' words aligned with his mission to do the will of his Father. And friends, what is your mission? What is your mission for your life? Do your words align with that mission? Is it time to pray more intentionally and more fervently? Before you say one word in the beginning of your day, "O Lord, put a guard on my lips. May every word that I speak today be pushed through the mission of glorifying you." And O Lord, you know we want a magic potion to transform us into a sinless, totally likable person. Instead, you offer us the gift of your presence and invite us to get to know you and discover the richness of your love. May we enjoy your presence every day, whether the sun is shining in our lives or when life crashes down around us. Thanks again, friends, for joining us on this pilgrimage fueled by hope. And as I've shared with you previously, this is the 30th anniversary of Mark Inc. Ministries. That means that for 30 years, we have been making abundant riches known in the name of Christ. And it's because many of you have supported this mission that we are able to continue to do this. But even more, God is not finished with Mark Inc. because he has opened the door for us to be back on the radio on a Philadelphia station. And we are so excited about this opportunity. Would you pray with us that God would use the In His Grip broadcast, which is the preaching and teaching of my husband, Chuck, to touch hearts, to equip God's people to walk by faith, to help turn hearts toward Jesus. The Word of God is our foundation. Without His Word, we really have nowhere else to look, do we? It is a roadmap for how to walk by faith and to know Jesus, to know Him, His love, His protection, His grace, His kindness, everything about Him. And so please pray for those who are going to be hearing this broadcast, that God would do something miraculous with each one and touch hearts in a way that transforms lives. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.